It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. It's time for the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, and Jalen's here on the line. How are things going?
Well, it's going pretty good, Dustin. How are you?
Doing all right. You know, September can't decide if it wants to be fall or summer, so I guess we'll take any growing degree days we can get, right?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of spring left in it, too, with with the rain coming this weekend as well.
Yeah, I'll have to wait and see. But, of course, this is all just, you know, kind of wrapping things up before the inevitable starts here in just a few weeks, and we're talking harvest.
Yeah, that's right. Things are coming right along. Everyone's getting machinery ready and everything else. So it's kind of that little couple-week lull before everything starts up.
And so the market's kind of sitting in that same lull, and, you know, we see some up days, we see some down days, and just kind of bouncing back and forth. What's going on?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is. You know, you talk about a couple-week lull here before harvest, and that is what the market's doing. You're seeing some real choppy, small range trading, you know, back and forth. If you look at that corn chart, just kind of new lows every day almost, or every other day, and kind of drifting a little bit lower, but not at a rapid pace, you know, really just kind of chopping back and forth. And beans, you know, a couple weeks ago really had some volatility underneath them and a couple gaps here and there, but that too, it almost looks like a shrinking coil on the charts. And you know, you get some yield reports or something coming out here in the next few weeks, and it looks like it's ready to break out one way or the other, on the bean side anyway. But, yeah, you know, as far as progress going into harvest looks like, if you look at the USDA, you know, weekly progress report from Monday, this week they reported that 41% of the national bean crop is dropping leaves, compared to 43% last year and 43% on average. So it's, you know, it's right in there. You have certain states, you look at Minnesota's like 36% in Minnesota compared to 51% last year. So, you know, around here considerably behind last year, but you look at Iowa, Illinois, you know, Missouri, Nebraska, and those southern states, they're right on progress on the bean side. Now on the corn side, though, everyone's quite a bit behind average on corn maturity. You mentioned growing degree days, and we're making up for a few of them here at the end of this week and definitely tomorrow, but still behind. On Monday's report, we showed that 34% of the corn crop is mature, compared to 47% on average and 50% last year. Minnesota way behind, 13% this week compared to 35% on average. Same with Iowa, Illinois, the Dakotas, right down the line. Everyone's considerably behind average. So we'll see where that shakes out. You know, all it says for us is that harvest is going to be a little later. From a market perspective, as long as the weather's fine and allows us to get that crop out or allows it to finish, it's not a big deal. If you would start seeing, you know, a lot colder temps before the crop can mature, or a lot of rain coming up where it's, you know, stuff's ready to go in the field but we can't get in and get it, that's where you'd maybe see a little market reaction. But until something like that happens or is strongly forecasted, I don't think they'll trade it yet. So other than that, you know, the other weather, you know, a guy's starting to look at a little bit is South American weather. They're starting up their planting time here. Brazil could have started planting, you know, a week or so ago, but they did start in areas very dry down in Brazil. So there's been guys that are either planting and hoping that they're going to get rain here pretty quick, or actually holding off planting until some moisture comes in. As of yesterday, it showed that there was really no moisture sitting out there for the next 2 weeks or so. This morning's maps look a lot more promising for those guys down there. Looks like some rain is definitely coming into play next week. So that's kind of been pressuring the markets a little bit, maybe. And then in Argentina, they're kind of the opposite. They're seeing way too wet of weather right here. They would like to have their crops in by the end of October, so they have plenty of time left, but it's supposed to stay pretty wet for the next 3 weeks, really putting a delay on their planting. So, you know, you kind of have a push-pull there in South America. Not a big deal right now, probably something to watch in the next couple of weeks.
All right, and speaking of the next couple of weeks, going forward here into this next week, what kind of things are we looking at?
Yeah, I'd say going forward, coming up on the 29th, we have our USDA quarterly stocks. You know, that'll get looked at, see what the numbers come out compared to normal. Other than that, you know, it's going to be all yield reports here now. We're starting to hear some early ones from Illinois, parts of Iowa. They're variable back and forth. Generally, it sounds like, you know, the crop's down from last year, but better than some guys expected around the country, especially in Illinois. Seems like that those early beans and maybe some early corn actually is coming out better than what they thought. So if that continues, you know, maybe see some definitely sideways choppy stuff going forward. I would say December corn definitely needs to hold the old low at 344. If it doesn't, you could see it drift lower into our seasonal, you know, seasonally, end of September through the first half of October is not ideal for markets, especially on a big crop year. So if we push below 344, you could see that. We need to get through the 20-day moving average, which is around 353 right now, to get some additional buying or maybe some short covering coming. Beans need to break through 980 to get some life under them as well. That'll be strong resistance as we push up against there. You know, if guys need to make any sales off the combine or anything like that in the next couple weeks here, watch those levels. And I'd take a look at those slow stochastics as well. Beans are actually getting up into overbought territory, which means that they could possibly, you know, a short-term little top here. Corn's more neutral, but if you're looking at, you know, to make sales or not to make sales, it's probably worth giving that indicator a look there on the chart.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on things and see where we're at next week when we talk again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dustin.
That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative grain market analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.